Seeing as though it's been around a little bit more than a year now since the coronavirus really started to grow exponentially, it's truly been interesting to see all the different effects it's had on all kinds of people in different countries and nations and groups of individuals. And it's been interesting to see how it's also impacted my fellow peers and family members and friends. And so there are many considerations to look at when talking about the impacts of the coronavirus. So initially when it began, I'm fairly certain all of us had the perception that it was gonna fade over time and it wouldn't really go out of control, and that, you know, we had the necessary technology and medical expertise to be able to keep it at bay. However, this clearly wasn't the case. It started to grow exponentially, and all of a sudden, all our expectations for our futures were all, well, cut short, and cut short. And going into quarantine in Singapore, obviously wasn't the most pleasant experience, because who wants to be confined in their apartments or homes for weeks on end, only being able to go out for groceries and such. However, we were in a much more fortunate position than individuals in other countries that aren't handling the coronavirus situation very well, and essentially is ensuing to chaos. And so quarantine was a very interesting period. I do agree that it was difficult, but it was also a good experience in certain regards. It allowed us as individuals, the people that did go through quarantine, to proper quarantine protocols, they were able to be with their families for extended periods of times, and they were able to truly take advantage of that time. As most of the time, we as people generally look towards the future days or years in advance and don't really enjoy the moments that we currently have. And so this virus has truly made me, especially, and I'm sure talking to my friends and peers too, made us appreciate what we have a lot more, and appreciate our family and appreciate the things that we have in life and the privileges that we do possess. And I think that insight is very important to have. However, it's just been exceptionally crazy to see the impacts that the coronavirus has had on the global economy, it has had on the healthcare systems, and just the impacts that it's had on people, especially in terms of mental health. Because when you're confined in perhaps a small space for weeks, months on end without much social interaction, you tend to get into your head a lot, and you tend to experience some certain mental blockages that could truly hinder your ability to stay kind of sane in those periods, because you don't have those social interactions to support you. And because of the coronavirus, it's also stripped away so much of the things we love to do. For example, for me, sports, I wasn't able to play for around 4 months, and so that was quite tough for me, because I'd never gone that long without playing the sport that I love. And also for other certain activities got canceled, which was quite damaging. And it was also very interesting to see the ethical implications of the virus. One thing that stood out to me the most was the fact that if family members were on life support because of the coronavirus, that their family members weren't able to come and visit them, due to the social distancing measures and rules placed by doctors and hospitals. So objectively, this is the correct decision, because you would be effectively eliminating the chance for another individual to get the virus. But subjectively, is this truly right? Because you're denying the right for someone to see a loved one, basically, in their times of need and in their times of, well, ultimate impending death. And it is truly a fine line to walk on, and it is extremely difficult to truly say which is the right thing to do. If you look at it objectively, yes, it is correct, but it might not be morally Correct. And same with the situations of wearing masks, such as in the US, there was a huge uproar about it. And some people simply just didn't want to wear masks, and it caused a lot of tensions and unnecessary conflicts because people believe that it's infringing upon their right as a citizen. Whereas this could be seen as a relatively selfish view, because they're effectively exposing themselves to the coronavirus or exposing other people to whatever, perhaps if whatever they have, perhaps it could be the coronavirus, and therefore it is quite selfish on their part. But then they're also arguing that why should the government have to force me to put on something that is bothering me essentially, because it's making it a little bit more difficult for me to breathe. And so those kind of ethical arguments arose during this whole coronavirus period, which was extremely interesting. And yeah, it was just crazy to see how the world has been impacted by this phenomenon that hasn't happened in the last few centuries.